Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Held in Chains. This plays in a different time, a different situation. Imagine for a moment that you were caught, trying to sneak in somewhere, trying to get something, an object, secrets, it doesn't matter why you were there. Close your eyes. And imagine the trouble that you would be in. Because you know that those who are caught will be punished. And the punishment can be different every time. Some may be put in the dungeon to be forgotten, others are even less lucky. You were blindfolded almost immediately once you got caught, dragged around voices. It was difficult to tell what was going on. It took a long while before much changed. You were being dragged down to where that was not for you to know. But the longer the blindfold was there, the more difficult it became to tell what was happening. You really tried your hardest to figure out what they were talking about. Conversations went by quickly. The sound of people running, walking, discussions in the distance, unclear if they were related to you. The more you were focused on trying to understand what was going on, the more difficult it became. Besides the people holding you, it almost felt like nothing changed for minutes, hours. And when they suddenly pulled on you, it almost came like a shock, making you drop and drift into that sensation, stumbling as they moved you to a different place, stairs that didn't allow you to think at all as you practically fell down them if they weren't holding you so tightly. The only thing you recognized was the sound of the room you were brought into. It was the main shackle, wrists, ankles, cold metal holding you in place. The blindfold that was put on you was very firmly stuck, like a leather hood that you could not was difficult to discern what was going on. Each part of you, each bone, muscle, nerve in your body was trying to figure out the stone floor beneath you, cold and hard. The strange sensations around you, conversations that weren't yet started. You could hear servants preparing something. Maybe you try to crawl somewhere, but there was no option, no choice. And then you heard a strange sound. Something was moving behind the wall, and the chains that were linked to your shackles began to move. Instinctively, you tried in vain to crawl away, but you could feel the pull. The heavy chains were slowly getting tighter, pulled towards the wall. They weren't attached to the wall as you may have thought. No, they were inside somewhere. The heavy clunk of each link in the chain as it went through the hole in the wall reminded you that your movements were rapidly becoming restricted. The more you were pulled towards the wall, the more helpless, powerless, restrained you became. At some point, the chains began to pull your arms up. They were getting so short that you were being pulled into a standing spread position, whether you wanted to or not. The strong chains easily lifting you up until they all but disappeared into the wall, leaving only the tiniest space for your particular length. And then there's this strange sound in front of you. The feeling of the chains had completely made you forget that you were in the main hall. You were exposed to everything in front. Everyone could see you. Everyone could observe, watch you. And then something cold against your skin, the back of a knife as your clothes were being cut away, strips rapidly being pulled as what remained of your dignity was being taken from you. And then more chains. There was no warmth in them. No hands touched you, only the chains that were slowly being pulled your chest, your hips, your legs. Every part of you was being pulled back against the wall, as if you were no more than an ornament hanging. Something cold was being pressed between your teeth. Something shaped like a ball, a gag perhaps, that just left you helpless, barely able to make a sound. And something else was being placed over the hood, already covering your eyes, making it difficult to hear. Your thoughts, the feelings of the chains, all that remained. You could feel the air of the room. You could feel the contrast with the cold, hard metal against your skin. You could feel how people were moving out there, yet nobody got close. You were being held in place, a piece of decoration on the wall, chained for their entertainment. Was getting difficult to recognize anything from the outside. Once they were done with the chains and they were tightened well, they just left you there, hanging. Each twitch of your body moving against the chains easily, rubbing them against places. The cool slowly heating up with your own body. In a way, it felt strange to just be hanging there. Time fading. Your mind unable to really think. Sounds all muffled and far away, your eyes unable to see, your nose picking up food, people, but unable to piece it together. It was getting difficult to move your body, rapidly tired. I wonder what would happen after this. Would you be made to stay there for hours on end? Would you be kept there for their pleasure, their entertainment, their view? What to do with this? How to handle this, stuck there? Against a wall, shackled, chained, held, powerless. And deep inside, it's almost like there's a voice telling you to give in, to submit, to let go, to enjoy. Magic, insanity, strange sensations of your body as it's being stimulated by the hard metal with every breath, every twitch. Teasing, but also making you aware that you are still hanging on a wall, square. squirming for anyone to see. If your body were to respond to this with arousal, it would be visible. There is nothing that is hidden. Your legs, your arms widely spread, every part of you can be observed. It could so easily be touched as well. Even though you have no idea how high or low you are hanging, it didn't feel too far off the ground, and they were able to cut your clothes away from you. But time is making it so hard to think. It is passing and nobody is interacting with you directly. You are sure that people can see your squirms, your surrender, your feelings. Is someone talking to you, or are they telling you to give in? Is some devious magic slowly brainwashing you to enjoy this? Or is it all your own perverted fantasies? There are drops falling, leaking. Is it from your mouth, from the gag? Are you drooling? Or are the drips, the drops, coming from a different place? Are you happy to be caught? Or is the frustration mixing with the excitement and fear? Helpless. Chained. Displayed. No longer cold as the chains have heated up with your own warmth. Sometimes you can feel a gust of cold air. A door somewhere must be opening. So frustrating. Very little you can do. How long will you be held here? How long will you be trapped? Chained. Twitching. Feeling. Frustrating. Maybe you're hoping for it to end, when you can finally return back to awareness. Or maybe you are hoping for your body to be taken down even deeper, listening to my voice, giving in ever deeper. The chain so strong, unmoving. No matter how much you squirm or twitch, they do not give. You are sure that the chains, the links, have been pressed into your skin so firmly they are leaving marks. And yet, it doesn't matter. All that matters is that you are hanging there, helpless, powerless, waiting, wanting, until something inevitably changes.